Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary and acting communications director, has resigned. Here's VOA White House bureau chief Steve Herman.
His resignation comes after word was received, spread through the West Wing here, that Anthony Scaramucci, a financier known to be someone that the president likes seeing on TV, is to become the White House communications director.
Meantime, Sarah Huckabee Sanders immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. President Trump's legal advisors looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. Sanders says Mr. Trump is ready for the Russia probe to end.
The president has absolutely nothing to do with any of the allegations that are being made. I think he's maintained that, and he wants them to complete their process as quickly as possible so that we can move on from the ridiculousness of all things Russia and Russia fever.
In recent weeks, President Trump has expressed anger about the probe after being informed about the legal questions that he and his family could face. A U.S. counterinsurgency airstrike has mistakenly killed at least 15 Afghan security forces, confirmed as Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman on Saturday. The deadly strike came after a Taliban suicide car bomb attack destroyed the same post just before the insurgents carried out their assault. Taliban sources, meanwhile, are claiming that one of the three bombers carried out the suicide attack was the son of a fugitive Islamist insurgency chief. This is VOA News. Officials in Israel saying three Israelis have died, one more was wounded after a Palestinian broke into a home in a West Bank settlement and stabbed the inhabitants. Elsewhere, clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians broke out after Israeli police barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers. The U.S. prohibiting American citizens from traveling to North Korea due to mounting concerns over the serious risk of arrest and long-term detention. This follows a travel warning on May 9th that alerted all Americans not to travel to the country. The decision came after the death of U.S. student Otto Warmbier, who died after falling into a coma while in a North Korean prison. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says his country is fully allied with Japan in efforts to rein in North Korea's nuclear agenda and missile testing.
I want to stress that Britain stands shoulder to shoulder alongside Japan in our steadfast determination to stop North Korea's persistent violations of United Nations resolutions.
Johnson met with his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida in Tokyo. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has lashed out against factions in his own party, angling to take over from him, saying they had no backing. More now from Sebastian Mofu in Harare.
This was the first time Mugabe spoke in public since returning from Singapore, where he had gone earlier this month to seek medical treatment, the third time this year. Mugabe did not mention his health in his speech. Instead, he attacked the opposition, accusing it of having nothing to offer Zimbabweans, and he vowed he would win next year's election because of that. Then he turned to his ZANU-PF party.
I want to say to those of us who are leaders, look at what the youths are able to do.
Mugabe, who has led Zimbabwe since 1980, when the country gained its independence from Britain, will be 94 next year when he wants to run again for president. Sebastian Mofu, Harare.
Venezuela's opposition-controlled Congress has appointed a new slate of judges to the Supreme Court, a move that was immediately voided by the High Court in the latest political turmoil to grip that country. Death toll from months of anti-government protests now topping 100. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. everybody. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Get ready for an exciting 55 minutes of awesome African music. My special guest this week is Tosin Aribisala. He performed live original compositions from inside the VOA here in Washington, D.C. earlier this week and talks about his recent trip back home to Nigeria. And if you don't know the difference between Afrobeat and Afrobeats, now is your chance. Tosin breaks it all down for us, beat by beat. I've also got other amazing music from across the continent, starting with this one, Fadenyele, by Seydou Diabaté di Kanazoe from Burkina Faso.
Nima
was Kanazoe Orchestra with Farengele, track 4 from its 2016 album, Miria. This is Heather, Music Time in Africa. And here is a new discovery for me, and I'm sure for many of you as well. Her name, Sarah Musaimoto. Ralelo, mama kenda no mulunji, umba benda makule sala. Chomo kwano zenya vute kunyanya yechiro bingolode switchari kunkasiru no telede katonda chacherekera techiri bunda dama kuchomulungi nganalinda wada nanganya sala nganinda sawa badache tuseno jewanda ganyi made muntu eyo baby baby embera yo vute nechuka olutikone lunje wamutime negwesiba amaguru negafamba nemanya tuswa mwana wabalungi singo usela ngena no mulungi angu banko pina manja budengeze mama gena no mulungi angu banko pina manja budengeze mama gena no mulungi seya seya mama mulungi wa tata ngeza kula tata enjulo mpatimana ingane sangene mikwano bako ja basenga intanda ya mkulu mite hangene mire jeje seya seya sikula tata enjulo mpatimana ingane sangene mikwano bako ja basenga intanda ya mkulu mite hangene mire jeje omone wabano nje tambuza akana jinda wanjula mbaka de wange uno ye mwami wange wakubavuza vuza si malaika nevika ye mwye bakanza bwena lina nge kususinka no kuzu wansi ye jana situlina mazina mpelekera paka waka uramaranga agenda urundi ye jena sake bide nasogole raka visi nane terambu nweko we wawo mama ya de wangana kane mokwebe raka visi kumwana kulite ya bijude kati umina tichintu cha senti chumu chide ke sweet ya kea funye nyonyi nyagi nature tendiri za dunde unda funye nyonyi nyagi nature nezi na mulu seya seya sikula tata enjulo mpati mama ingane sangene mikwano bako ja basenga intanda ya mkulu mide hangende namire jeje seya seya sikula tata enjulo mpati mama ingane sangene mikwano bako ja basenga intanda ya mkulu mide hangende namire jeje wezo sansi kakana mulongo wange wewe wala mtanswa zambaka devange undabiranga mama wangu mulungi azaliro mulezi wange usimira tata baby jeno tata simye malamu wange abu waganda wange mwanda bila nyuba fuka musai wange nubutura la vurendese akasachi muzi ze kufumba suiri kunda na kunda kufumba na kufumba miende muhobe zone toke suiti tuangu imubite mpe umubike afusachi baby mpembe je kunda na kunda kufumba na kufumba miende muhobe zone toke suiti tuangu imubite mpe umubike afusachi baby mpembe je. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Sarah Musaimoto with Nseyeya. Next up, Tosin Aribisala. This multi-talented Nigerian drummer performed in the studio here at VOA earlier this week. But first, this important message. VOA.
2 hour audience on VOA's FM in Accra, Ghana. We'll be off the air for 3 days of July 20th, 21st, and 22nd to do necessary technical repairs. We will resume our broadcast on July 23rd. However, you can still listen to VOA's radio programming on our short waves, 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are also online at voanews.com. Your friends at VOA regret the temporary loss of our FM broadcast on those days.
Music Time in Africa. The best African music guaranteed.
All right, so now to my interview with Tosin.
It's so great to see you back in the studio again, Tosin.
Oh, yes. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's been since 2013 in December when you were here last.
Yep, almost 4 years now.
Yeah, so I know you've been doing a lot. We all have, but you've been doing a lot musically in those 4 years. Mm-hmm. You re-released Life Begins.
Yeah.
You also recently came back from a really enriching trip, from what I hear, to Nigeria.
Nigeria,
your homeland. So I want us to talk about all that and more.
Yep.
But first, I would love it if you could just start out with a tune.
Okay. So this tune we're about to do is called A Africa. It's a new composition, and I would like you to join us on this one. You can sing along.
Okay.
Pretty easy song. Yeah. All right. Band, are we ready? Let's roll. On. Go. On. Do.
Africa. Botswana call, yeah. Mauritania call, yeah. Senegal call, yeah. Kenya call, yeah. Ethiopia call, yeah. South Africa call, yeah. Uganda call, yeah. Lagos call, yeah. Abuja City call, yeah. Everywhere in call, yo. Mozambique in call, yeah. Lake Chad in call, yeah. Uganda in call, Ethiopia, yeah. In call, yeah. Botswana in call, yeah. Cape Town in call, yeah. Johannesburg in call, yeah. Lagos City in call, yeah. Accra Ghana in call, yeah. Gambia in call, yeah. Mambia in call, yeah. Everywhere in call, say,
Africa.
That was great.
Thank you.
I love it. Thanks for letting me sing.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I hope I didn't screw that up too much.
No. It was cool.
Oh, that's infectious.
Thanks.
So did you do all the arrangements, the composing, everything?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce the rest of your guys?
Oh, yeah. Tosi on the drums. And
Sonny Omoro, I'm the bassist.
Good.
Brian Falkowski on saxophone.
Nice. Yeah. So this is your crew, but not your full crew.
Not the full crew. We don't have the keyboard player here. We don't have the singer and percussion player around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still.
But we make it happen.
Yeah. That's how we do it, right?
Yeah.
So tell me now about your recent trip to Nigeria, Tosin.
Yeah. Nigeria was very vibrant. Art, you know. And everything was very, very fast. Always on the move. Because I was only there for about 11 days. So
and you hadn't been there for years.
I haven't been there for years. And remember, the last time I came here when we had this interview, you asked me if I would be going back and doing some music back there. And I said, yes, it's going to happen. And then it happened.
So I met with a lot of musicians, young guys I've never met before or worked with before. Yeah, and I did the Lagos International Jazz Festival. So I was able to work with some guys, send them music ahead of time, and we made some music happen. And I did new recordings there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you met some legendary musicians from
that year. Oh, yeah.
Who?
I met Orlando Julius.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the great Afrobeat legend.
Did you work with him, or what did you do? Did you guys just have a cup of tea or a glass of beer or what?
I didn't work with him, but we hung out and talked, and, you know, I heard a lot about his experiences back then.
Yeah.
Before he migrated to the U.S. and then moving back to Nigeria and working with a lot of musicians. Actually, the day that I met him, he was on his way to, was getting ready to go and perform in Europe. So,
the same day.
Yeah, so I caught him at a good time.
Wow.
Yeah.
For those of you listeners and viewers watching right now, if you don't know who Orlando Julius is, he's been performing for decades now.
Oh, yes.
And I just want us to listen to one of his newer songs on that new album that he did, I think, in 2015.
Yeah.
Actually, an older album, but it's remixed. So let's take a listen. What does Jayede mean? That's the name of that song.
Jayede means enjoying life.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to you though.
Yeah, I did some drum workshops while I was there at the Muzon Center, Music Society of Nigeria, almost like the Kennedy Center that we have here in D.C. I also did another workshop somewhere else, Society of Performing Arts of Nigeria. So I did that and it was well attended. I met a lot of faces, young, up-and-coming drummers I've never met before. So they all came around.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You must have inspired them a lot.
I hope so.
How did that feel to have people looking up to you, younger drummers looking up to you in Nigeria?
Yeah, it felt great because when I was young, I was in that position too at some point, you know, looking up to some great drummers in Nigeria. Someone like Uncle Lalu Akins, one of the folks that I met. He's a legendary producer who's produced many great hits in Nigeria. That's like the Quincy Jones of Nigeria. Yeah.
One other thing I know you were doing is you were recording some new music.
Oh, yeah. One of my reasons for visiting Nigeria was because my father passed in March.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I was like, okay, I'm going back. And he had always been a great supporter of my music career. And actually, I had an interview here some time ago, and I didn't tell him about it. But one day he called me, he said, I heard you on Voice of America. I said, really? I said, how did you know? He said, you know, I was about to go to bed. I wasn't doing anything, and something told me to turn on the radio. And I feel the spirit. He said, so something told me to turn on the radio, and I turned on the radio, and the first thing I heard was, our special guest is from Nigeria. So he said when he heard Nigeria, that got his attention, and he said, okay. And then the person said, okay, our guest is Tosin Aribisala. And he was like, which Tosin Aribisala? So he listened, and so he called my brother, like, hey, come and hear your brother here on the radio, Voice of America. So he listened to the whole thing. He was really happy about that. So when he passed, I wrote a song that I dedicated to him, which I believe he would love. So I did the song here when we had the memorial service. And then when I went to Nigeria, I gathered some musicians. I'd rather record this in Nigeria, you know. So it was one of four songs that I recorded in Nigeria.
What's the title of that?
It's called Bekunpe.
Lọ́nà títọ́ àti iye ọba ṣẹ̀dá ayé alákòóso ọ̀run o bó ti ń kó rí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ ni yóò ṣẹ bó ti ń kó lè tó ayọ̀ rẹ ni yóò ṣẹ bàbá bójú tilẹ̀ kan wá tó iron ball òwúrọ̀ bẹ́kún tilẹ̀ pẹ́ dalẹ́kan iron ball òwúrọ̀ ọkàn mi yóò ṣe ìpẹ̀lẹ́ ọkàn mi yóò balẹ̀ o ọkàn mi yóò ṣe ìpẹ̀lẹ́ ọkàn mi yóò balẹ̀ o. Oh, 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 oh
ire ni mo ni ire ni mo mo se ire lono tito ati oba shadaye alakoso orun.
Yeah, all right. Hello, everybody. That was Tosin Aribisala.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Heather. There's more live music and conversation with Tosin, including a breakdown of Afrobeat and Afrobeats. But first, some more great music from other parts of Africa, like this 2007 tune by the Bantus de la Capitale of Brazzaville.
Keta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather. Nice. Hello, music lovers. This is your host, Heather Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and now we return to Tosin Aribisala, the featured artist for the week. Now, I want you to break something down for me and the listeners. Nigerian, you know, you guys have the one pop beat that is world known.
Yeah.
The 3-2 clave.
Yeah. You know, there's Afrobeat.
Yeah.
Originated by Tony Allen in conjunction with Fela Kuti. And then the newest thing now is the Afrobeat with S in plural form. So that's completely different.
Is that bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, and it has always been around.
It has.
Even before Afrobeat came around.
That beat is so old. That's from like Benin, Nigeria.
Yeah,
it came here.
Within West Africa.
It came here to the Caribbean.
To the Caribbean.
Here.
Cuba, Brazil, Latin American music.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, so.
And now it's back.
And now it's back.
It must be the supreme beat.
It is. So it's like the... What should
can
I call
you play
it? Everlasting Groove.
Can you play the Everlasting Groove real quick first?
Yeah, so it's Yeah, and it was popular in the 60s and 70s when I Love Music was really the music of the time between Ghana and Nigeria. So you hear it with some folks played with a bottle.
Yes.
Just point on a bottle in the background. Or on the cowbell or on the clave. So, but now it's the main thing that's being played on the snare drum. So it goes like this. In 4/4, and it's also played in 6/8. Mm-hmm. So you hear something like this. Ta, 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 ta. And again, it's also the thing between this friendly musical relationship between Ghana and Nigeria, especially with this rhythm.
Yeah.
We started it off with I Live, and now it's into the Afrobeats. And the subgenre of this is the Skelewu, Kurukere, Azonto, all those things. So it's also heavy in Ghana. Between Ghana and Nigeria, just as we have the competition or rivalry between Ghana and Nigeria over the jollof rice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh no. All right, well, can you play Afrobeat beat?
Okay, so the Afrobeat thing. So let's try the bass line, I'll be there for you.
So now, and then you can add layers onto that, right? That's just like, because I'm wanting to do this with clap, or you can do
Just,
you can add little elements inside, right?
So that makes it very polyrhythmic, which is the nature of African rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this kind of rhythm on one of Fela's songs. The typical Afrobeat drumming was going on in the background with the bass drum and the hi-hat, but then there's that 2/3 clave thing going on the snare drum. The song is called Uno No Go No, played by Tony Allen. So it goes like, see? And then,
that's too good. That's too good. So quickly, Afro beats then with the S.
That was the first rhythm.
That's the first one. That's a bump, bump,
pa, 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 pa.
Okay, got it. Cool. Everybody, you got the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Afro beat, Afro beats.
Yeah.
Ghana,
Nigeria, jollof rice, Skelewu, Azonto.
All right, that was Tosin Aribisala from an interview here at the VOA earlier this week. I'm Heather Maxwell.
Ghana beats. Je m'appelle Naomi Achu, la reine de Bamenda. Benam, 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 Bename, Benam, 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 Bename. Yeah. Versace, Versace. Nami be the life of the party. They be using my face for promotion. And then if I no show na commotion, ow! Perambulate. Move to the side, make a demonstrate. Ow! I no say you be chopper. You go barote proper. Waselem bondo. Wasile lolo. I don't arrive. Walacha lie. I beg give me choco. I beg by me bimbo. This rap is go low for two like a colo. Bena. Nakam, nakam. Patam, patam. Rokam, rokam. Nakam, nakam. Patam, patam. Kilam, kilam. Ita de seta, mami. Ita de seta, anzi. Ita de seta, mami. Ita de seta, daddy. Tu es fatigué? Les bouddhas, mais c'est qui n'est pas compliqué. Oh yeah, now make you bend your back. Say for direction you want attack. Grandma go knock, I'm like Panapita. Then we go wine, I'm like caterpillar. Give him, give him. See my swagger, I go sell him for a lover. Ale, truncate truck. Today, not today, now Gucci, you go spray. DJ don't finally play my song. I don't put him for your hand. I have a brother, his name is Tata. Bafu to mafia, we know the surrender. Back to the matter, go baraba, dance, yeah, tabala. Ale, fuka, fuka. Benam, nakam, nakam, kwadam, kwadam, benam, 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 nakam, nakam. Kill 'em, kill 'em. Enter the center, enter the center. Show your style, enter the center. Many seeking, no. Enter the center.
Inside Music Time in Africa. This is Heather, and we just heard Naomi Achu from Sierra Leone. And now, here's another powerful female artist, Oumou Sangaré. This Malian superstar has been quiet for some years, but now she's just come out with this new, highly anticipated album called Mogoya. This is track 7. From Mali. Now it's time to return one last time to Tosin, my special guest this week, before closing out the show today.
All right, we don't have much more time, but I want to have you perform one more song at least.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And this song, it's in 6/8, you know, the universal African time signature. You hear it in the villages, you know, in the tribal settings, everywhere. So, and now we're bringing it into the modern world with the modern, or let me say, hybrid instruments. This is drum sets, foreign to African instruments. It's so not
you're
like
adapting the 6-8 so,
yeah,
to the drum set.
To the drum set, yeah.
But this is also your own original
composition. Yeah, it's my original composition. It's called Africa Rising.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you taught me this a little bit before 1:30. All right.
Yeah. So let's rock this out. Let's rock it out and see. So,
all right.
right. Beautiful. Africa, rise in.
Yeah.
Tosin Aribisala, thank you so much. It's time to go, man. We gotta cut it down. But Sonny Umoro, thank you so much on the bass. Brian Falkowski, thank you on saxophone.
Cool.
And I'm Heather Maxwell, and thanks for stopping in, Facebook viewers, music lovers. Take it easy.
Yep.
Let's start up again on that one. Afro
Got rising. Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da.
Africa rising, Africa rising, Africa rising, Africa rising, Africa rising, Africa rising. We go the rise, yeah. We go the grow, we go the prosper, we go unite. We go the rise, we go the grow, we go the prosper, we go unite.
Right. Hey, everybody, it's time to say goodbye. Special thanks to Tosin Aribisala and his mates, Sonny Umoro and Brian Falkowski. Also, thank you, dear listeners, for joining me today. And I want to remind you that from now on, the first 5 minutes of every Music Time in Africa show begins with current news. So you'll always hear 5 minutes of current news at the top of the hour, and then I'll join you with my regular Music Time show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you know you can always find me online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Stay blessed, Africa. Till next time.